BOE back in session. With respect to BOE 83, I would make a motion to reduce the appraised value down to $672,550.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And so I think that that's going to over. I think I did make a motion on that before, didn't I? So
you
I have
did.
To. So that's going to change that. We're going to retract our prior ruling. And then as to BOE 84, make a motion that we reduce appraised value down to 436,052.
Yeah.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Aye. Motion passes. So you've got your reduced values on those, and I think that should complete your appeal.
Okay. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Thank you.
So are we in recess now?
Not yet. We're waiting on them to get back to us. I'm just going to...
Yes. The one from...
Right. While we're sitting here live, I guess I want to debate. I want to debate a little bit on.
Are we on one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are.
Okay.
And I wanted to have this conversation on the record. The argument about joint ownership of LLCs. Because you could use that to skirt what we're trying to do. I mean, the purpose is to allow a break on the first. Property, which gives plenty of nights for personal or family use or whatever for residential. And then also she's brought up the issue of doing, the second issue has been brought up is now they're on part of the time they're doing
yes.
Some term, I guess it would be termed long-term rental at month-to-month or something along those lines.
Okay.
But still, I think that 75% on that first one gives plenty of leeway
right.
for that to occur, and you're still putting in a nightly rental program.
Yeah, we had that discussion while you were out of the room, that you're permitted for nightly rental 365 days out of the year. So whether you choose to exercise that or put it, for someone renting it for a week or a month or however long,
mm-hmm.
it's still deemed nightly rental.
Well, in the Shipman case, the assessor talks about, uses language like that. That's why she thinks it ought to be commercial all the time, because it's available for rent 365 days a year. But there were some distinctions that we made. Even the State Tax Commission didn't feel like Shipman would apply in this particular situation, but that was some of the language that was used to justify the position that it should all be 100% commercial. But the other issue, okay, it sounds like we don't have any more on that. It looks like we kind of covered that issue. But with respect to this partial ownership, I mean, I think this is a slippery slope. I think that we... You know, you allow one, you're allowing that to go across the board. You know, in other words, it's suddenly going to become trendy to always own with somebody else, so that you can get that.
Well, we discussed how do we determine what their percentage of ownership is, because if I were to co-sign, I'm still an owner, even if I don't do anything with the
property.
Well,
and I almost think that has to be self-report, like anything else that is here,
the owner system.
You know, if the
but then like he said, you know, if he's 50-50 partners or if he's 25%
partner. if they're telling me right, but I mean, one way we could do that, and this, you get it gets a little. It's not difficult math, but whatever portion the owner that doesn't have any other interest out there. If he's, let's say he has 50% ownership in this LLC, you could give him, we could take half the property and go, if you look at it, you could do 75-25, but what percentage is the other person who has, you know, theirs is 100% commercial. So
their percentage.
So basically it'd be cut down to like 12.5 percent.
I think we're muddying the waters.
Well, but
you also want to be fair, though.
Yeah,
I get it.
And you do. I mean, to the person that you know, say in this case that they're talking about that has an ownership and doesn't have any ownership in another one, they're not getting the benefit that the other people are doing. Okay, because they're choosing to. I mean, we could say, well, that's because you chose to do it with somebody who already does this. We could say that, you know. But on the flip side, I mean, in other words, we can still give that 75-25 to whatever percentage of ownership they have and deem the rest commercial. But basically you're adding to the commercial, the 25% that they already get.
My question is, though, if it's an LLC, if what we're seeing
they're
is
gonna
an
have
LLC.
To self-report. They're going to have to self-report. I don't know of any other way.
I mean,
because we can't. But that's the way all the rest of this is. They're self-reporting. So if they don't, if they choose to try to evade the tax, I mean, there are other consequences for evading taxes if somebody
right.
wants to pursue them, and it's going to be their choice as to whether they do that. But I think with it, we'd have to. I mean, we could sit down and let's do some real-world examples and figure out if we can have something that works. But either that or we just deny and just say, no, if you self-report ownership. But then, as we've discussed, we're penalizing the other person.
Well, I think there's three different scenarios. This last one, her son owning 95%, her owning 5%. He shouldn't be penalized if that's true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be penalized for that. But in that first example that we had yesterday, where he has three properties by himself with his wife first, mm-hmm. then goes into a partnership later, he gets 50%. I would think those first ones, he should be able to get a 25% mixed use on.
We have, you know, I've had to write millions of contracts in my lifetime, but like when you're talking about shareholders and stuff, like when you're doing non-competes, they will say, well, as long as you don't owe more than 5% in another company, we don't consider that a non-compete.
Yeah.
Something like that. But you don't, you know.
Well, that's what I thought. If you put 15% or if you own
right.
up to 25% of the company, then.
Yeah, so that's we're on the air right now. That's why we're having the discussion.
Yes.
Okay? So for the benefit of whoever's listening out there. Okay, with respect to BOE
106.
Yep, I'm getting there. I think I am. yep, okay. BOE 106, did we come to an agreement on value or just get an explanation?
We are getting the assessor to come back out.
Okay. So you're asking for us to table it.
We're asking you to table it. We're going to send somebody out. She's actually going to hold the tape measure, and we're going to make sure we got it correct.
Is that to back to
her neighbor's
715
lot.
Again?
Hmm?
To go to 715 again on this one? I think that's what we did on the other one.
It's up to the assessors and her staff.
Can you do it by 7:15, or what do you need to go later?
We'll send Michael out right away. She just wants to make sure she can be there to hold the tape.
Gotcha. 7:15, okay?
That's totally fine.
All right. Make a motion as to BOE 106 that we table this matter until 7:15 in the afternoon.
Now, ours were already tabled, so I think I'll have to do this as appeal. We have found that the depreciation advantage...
Hold on just for a second. There's a motion on the floor.
Oh, sorry.
Second.
Okay.
Thank you.
As to BOE 106, there's been a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
And before you go further, can you make sure that before you leave today, you coordinate with Michael when you're going to get there so that we can get it done before the 7:15?
He got my phone number, and he's going to call me as soon as he's got it scheduled, and I'll be there.
Okay. Because it's already the 8th.
I mean, yeah, I'll go talk with him and confirm. But
all right, you guys have got...
freely available whenever he...
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got those coordinated. Yes, Valerie, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, are we done with that? I'm
yes,
sorry.
That's okay.
Well, you notice that in that neighborhood, and I know this neighborhood really well because that was my first property I bought out there, and this is kind of like my baby, if you will, which is, I just know this, those cabins on Friend Drive like no other.
Okay.
So with that being said, I know who owns what and so forth, and they have been applying a depreciation advantage, I guess, for people that have owned properties longer. And one owner who owned it the same year we have gets a negative
25. I photographed it.
And mine are point.
I think it was 1.5. It was even less than I was.
Yeah.
It's because she put it into a new name when she refinanced. It looks like
it wasn't refinanced. It was just an LLC that my attorney told me to put it in. And I think they might have based it on that, but it's the same ownership. So do I have to go through each and every one and appeal it at the state level? Because those need to be fixed as well. And I did check off value, by the way.
Okay. You've checked value on all of these things?
Right. Okay, so in other words, I'm not getting the depreciation advantage like my neighbors are if they've owned it for X years, even though I have owned it.
Which BOE numbers are we talking about?
All of them.
A lot of them.
Okay. All right. Do you know what she's talking about?
I know what she's talking about. Like I said, we're sending Michael out. He said he's willing to do all of the houses in the neighborhood, but I don't know how many that's involving.
You probably want me to do Blue Greens, which is John Morris's, because he bought one of the owners. So he owns two on it.
Okay, you're saying all of them in that neighborhood or all of them that you have here? I mean, in other words, all neighborhoods. Are you just talking about that particular neighborhood?
Just that neighborhood. Just that one neighborhood.
Okay. Well, we'll still be in session for most of this month, it sounds like. So with respect to 715, if we needed to revisit, if you're saying we have not, if you checked value on these and we haven't made a motion as to those, then we're going to have to, I mean, we have to rule on that, okay? So I just need... Whatever those BOE numbers are, I guess we're going to have to get them back on the docket on 7/15.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's all right.
I didn't even know that until just I saw pages. I'm like,
no, that's fine. I'm glad you pointed it out because otherwise it would have been, we'd have gotten a call from Stephanie saying, hey, you never ruled.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them.
Okay, thanks.
All right, yeah, we'll put them on there. And then I guess we'll see you again on that.
Sorry.
Oh,
I was
no problem.
Hoping to be a checkmark.
No
guy.
Problem.
So to be
but if you were residential, we'd be done.
To be clear, though, the address that we're measuring is just yours, or we're doing more than one?
I think you're going to need to measure
all. We don't need
to
measure. Mine's really just on that depreciation.
Well, we need to measure the whole thing.
I was
going to
say, they only do it based on measuring.
Okay. 12.6,
well,
I can tell you across the board for, I know every single...
Can you guys work this out? Do we need to stay in session right
yeah.
now? Okay, guys, it's almost exactly noon. We've got some starting in the afternoon. Do you want to try to call anybody right now, or do you want to just go to lunch and come back?
So I need
can
a written
need
list of what we need to go and look at that you're
yeah.
quibbling over the
did
value.
We still have one here left?
Marcy,
okay,
because
I don't want to stay in here
yeah.
with nothing.
Yeah, Michael,
she came back
in. He's got
yeah.
mine, and then we're going to make a list of all
I guess
ours.
You weren't sitting. We
I probably was.
No, you were.
No, we just reduced hers. Her
okay.
value.
Oh, yes.
So are we still on, or the Marsinks going to
we
be
are still on
number?
Right now. So I
we are, you weren't in the room. Stephanie brought in your valuations.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
we got
ruled.
Them down.
Yes.
We reduced them to those
okay.
values, which is
yeah,
just last year's.
That.
And the last
okay.
thing to know, for sure, the beacon is turned on. People can now see the assessment value. Like you can see price per square foot on structures,
okay.
land, and also whether their property's been assessed.
All right. Good to know. All right. So
we're
go ahead and be in recess.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be in recess until at least 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.